Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Welcome back to the work week, everybody.
Yes.
These are, you know, it's crazy. Like Mother's Day has turned into such, I guess when you have five kids, it's like you celebrate Mother's Day five times because every kid has their own thing on Mother's Day, like their own spin.
Right.
And
like,
so,
oh, I made you this card. Right. Oh, I made you this picture frame out of right. popsicle sticks.
I don't give my wife enough credit. The kids and I made breakfast yesterday.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and man, I'm telling you, it was like I owned a restaurant. It was, I had all these restaurant workers, man. I had to manage the workers yesterday, and it was a lot of work.
So does she do that every single day?
Yeah, every day.
Oh my gosh, so you just got a little taste yesterday. That was nothing.
Yeah, I mean, she was like, wow. She's like, this really is unbelievable. I'm like, no, we just made you breakfast. What a big deal. She's like, no, you have no idea, like, how great this was that you guys made your breakfast. And then I started making breakfast. I was like, yeah, this is crazy. Like, I couldn't do this every day.
So she just got to lay there and hang out, veg out?
Just hung out with
good
the baby.
Her
and the
good.
Baby just laid around.
Oh, man, she still had one child. She couldn't ditch them all, huh?
Yeah, but it's like the baby knew, too. It's like he was super chill yesterday.
Yeah, he's like, I'll be calm for you. It's Mother's Day.
Yeah, just laid back.
Oh, well, that's good. It sounds like she had a good Mother's Day.
It's a great Mother's Day.
And did you have a good birthday?
I had a great birthday because it was a combo yesterday, my birthday and Mother's Day. So
yeah.
It was good. I felt like a mom yesterday. It was good.
Well, that sounds exhausting. So what you're saying is you need a lot of coffee this morning.
Yeah, I felt like a mom yesterday. That's most dads yesterday felt like a mom, right? Because you just take on the mom duties yesterday.
So you're welcome.
I was ready for bed last night, man. I was like, man, it was like 9 o'clock. I was like, I am beat. I couldn't do this mom thing every day.
Whew. Yeah. Wouldn't you just love, I mean, now work doesn't look so bad.
Right. Well, I felt guilty. I was like, man, thank God Mother's Day is only one day a year. I couldn't do this anymore one day a year. I couldn't do it. It's just tough. I saw your pictures from Pet Pal Animal Shelter from the big event they had.
Yeah, so the Puppy Love event was on Saturday at the Coliseum downtown St. Pete. And I'm not kidding you, I was blown away by just how well the event was put on. I didn't know what to expect because I had never been to one before. But there were hundreds of these elaborate auction items. I mean, so many people donated to this organization.
Dog?
What?
Did you go home with a dog?
I did not go home with a dog. There were puppies, though.
That yeah.
They called them puppy pimps.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like hot chicks walking around
right.
with little tiny puppies. So, you know, Brian was enjoying
the
night
as well.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not missing that next year. You did it. I'll be there next year.
And I won two baskets. I didn't think I was going to win them, but I put down my bid and won two baskets.
That's
so
awesome.
Overall, it was a good night.
All right. Speaking of Pet Pal, we got another puppy coming in at about 8:25 this morning for Mutt Monday with 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so what's going on with this new... Man, it's a thing. It's always a thing. There's a new thing every weekend. The new thing now is to post a picture of yourself. You're the opposite sex.
Yeah, so...
It's a generator.
It's a Snapchat filter.
Yeah, and it generates this picture of you as the opposite sex.
Yes. So it changes some parts of your face to make them look like the opposite gender. So when I put my face in there, I turned it around on selfie mode, and then I put the filter on my face. All of a sudden, I had this jawline that was more defined. I had facial hair.
You were a guy.
My eyebrows were really bushy. It was so creepy.
Did you think you were a good-looking guy?
Not the best looking.
That's
I will
not the
say,
guy.
I thought that I look, I think I look better as a girl. Here's the photo I'll show you.
Oh my God. We've got a.
Oh my God.
That actually looks like a guy I know. Seriously, that looks like a guy that I know. That is so creepy. We're going to put that on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page.
Oh my gosh.
Melanie
no.
as a guy. Yeah. So I've seen this going around and I think it's weird. I've seen a lot of the girls have guys. I feel like this works better if you're a guy and they turn you into a girl.
Yeah, so
for some reason, I don't know why it works better.
I agree with you. I think that most of the guys that have used the filter, they actually look like hot girls. Like, but the girls, when they turn into the guys,
I don't know that I said all that.
They look a little funky. My brother, though, he's the one who kind of started the trend amongst our family group chat. And when he sent the photo, my mom didn't know what it was. And she was like, oh, okay, who's that?
She didn't know it was him?
No. So I said it was a long lost cousin. And isn't it crazy how much she looks like Michael? And then my mom was like, oh my gosh, yeah, looks like our cousin Stephanie.
That's crazy. That's crazy. All right, you got to go look at this picture of Melanie as a dude the Snapchat.
You don't have to post it.
Yeah, we're doing it now on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Leave a comment if you think she's like a really good looking dude. Check it out.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, congrats to Chris Stapleton and his wife. They just had another baby.
Aww.
Now, we don't know exactly when the baby was born, but they did make the announcement yesterday on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So, a new baby, and, you know, this baby joins one-year-old twin boys, an eight-year-old daughter, and then they also have a six-year-old son. The couple, by the way, I give them a lot of credit for this. They have managed to not share the names of their kids at all, any of their kids.
And that's crazy. I feel like that would be hard to do when you're in the public eye.
I was going
to
say, like, when you're a superstar like Chris Stapleton, they haven't released any of the names. Nobody knows them, so it's kind of like identity Stapleton.
Does the baby come out with a full beard and a cowboy hat? Is that what happens when Chris Stapleton has a kid?
Bottle of Tennessee whiskey. That's how you're born. How you get born.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so I heard this conversation going down at the gym on Friday. I'm going to tell you about it next. This was the most awkward first date. These guys decided to have a first date at the gym.
And an interesting first date.
Very interesting. I'll tell you the conversation next after Dirk's on QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. It's Dirk's.
Some days you're living.
All right, so I'm at the gym, and I didn't know this is like a new thing, although some of my buddies have said this is a thing, is having a first date at the gym. This guy and a girl be like, let's go to the gym and we'll work out together. It's like a first date. All right.
So are these like gym rats? I mean, do they look like they are just pumping iron all the time?
This couple looked, no, I wouldn't say they were gym rats, but I knew they're having a first date because the guy kind of made a joke about it. He's like, so is this your first date at the gym? And the girl laughed and she's like, actually, no.
What?
Yeah. But this is where it got crazy. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, what's the craziest thing someone said to you on a first date or when you first met them? They're sitting there working out on a machine. I'm right next to them. And she goes, hey, have you never noticed something weird about my face? And the guy's like, what do you mean? And she's like, you don't notice something weird when you look at me? And he looks at her. He's like, no. And she goes, oh, my face is really messed up. And he goes, what are you talking about? And she goes, my face isn't symmetrical. She goes, my one eye is higher than my other eye. My eyebrows are offline. And she says, even my scalp line is crooked.
She's pointing out all of her flaws.
She's pointing
this
all this
first
stuff out.
Date?
And then the guy starts staring at her. And then she's like, look, my one ear is half an inch higher than the other one. She's like, my face is totally jacked up. You haven't noticed. And the guy's like, the guy's looking at her. And you can tell he starts to notice. Like, he's looking at all the things she's pointing out. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, I sort of see. And then she goes, oh, but look now. And then she does this crazy face, and, like, one of her eyes literally is above the other eye, and, like, she's doing all this stuff. And I'm thinking, why are you pointing all this stuff out? Like,
why? This is your first date.
So,
oh, my gosh.
So the guy realizes I can hear it, but I'm pretending that I don't hear it.
Yeah.
He knows I'm pretending not to hear it, but I hear it. And he kind of looks at me and gives me this little smile, and I'm kind of like, I get a little head nod, like, what's up? You know, and but really what I'm saying is just get in your car and leave. Like, dude, like, I don't know where this is going to go, but, you know, I mean, have a good workout, I guess.
Oh, man. Dude. Okay. They should not have a first date at the gym, or anybody should not have a first date, because now if it doesn't work out between them, which clearly it's not going to, you have to go back to that gym. You're going to see this girl. And her non-symmetrical face or whatever she says she has.
She said my face is, I think she called it unsymmetrical is what she kept saying. It's unsymmetrical. And he was like, what do you mean? Then she's like making all these faces and like kind of putting her face at different angles. She's like, see this, see that? I did notice the eye thing though. Once she said it, I looked,
Mark.
I was like, oh, well, no, she pointed it out. And I was like, yeah, I do see the eye thing. Like, but the poor guy sitting there staring at this girl. And he's like, and you can just tell, he's like, oh, I do notice that. Oh, yeah, see that. Oh, what about that? Oh, yeah. And then she goes, finally, she goes, yeah, she's like, my left leg is actually taller than my right leg.
Now you're just stretching.
No, because she said she had to go to a doctor and she had to like have some brace or something like that.
What?
I swear. And I'm thinking, and then I'm like, I don't know, is she just screwing with this guy? Like kind of having, nah. And then, dude, it was crazy. I've never heard anything like that. Someone talking about themselves on a first date. But I got to give the guy credit. He hung in there.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, I remember walking out and just looking over, and I see him over there still. They're like doing like curls, like bicep curls. And I'm going, man, I just don't get the theory on that, to tell everyone how jacked up you are on a first date. Mm-hmm. And sorry, so 800.
Yeah, you got to hide your crazy and your flaws for like, I don't know, a couple weeks at least.
Yeah, or at least until you get to cardio at the end of the workout.
At least until you're exclusive.
Exactly. Text us. Weirdest thing somebody told you on a first date. You can compete with that. It's QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. All right, on the way at 7:40, playing Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game.
Yeah.
So get ready for that. We're going to win Old Dominion tickets. This is so cool. Old Dominion at the Yuengling Center. But you're also going to be qualified. They're doing this performance at CMA Fest, and this is going to be great at the HGTV Lodge. You're going to be qualified to win that. I mean, you're talking about airfare, hotel, everything.
All expenses paid. You're going on a trip. So not only are you going to the concert, but you could be flying away to see them.
Man, that's a big prize. 7:40. We're about 13 minutes away from Old Dominion. 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. All right, callers 9 and 10 for the name game. Let's do this for Old Dominion. Come to the Yuengling Center, and then you're going to be qualified to go hang out with Old Dominion CMA Fest. This is great, man. They're doing a private performance at the HGTV Lodge. And we're going to pay for everything. All right, we're just going to pay for it all.
Oh,
airfare,
so
hotel.
Amazing, because it's not like one of those things where, oh, now I got to figure out, all right, I won the tickets. How am I going to get there? How am I going to afford this? Oh, no, everything's covered.
And I will tell you, I've been lucky enough to hang out with those guys a couple times. If you like cold beer, you will like hanging out with Old Dominion. They are fans of cold beer. Great dudes.
Well, who isn't?
Well, I'm just telling you, man.
I definitely don't like warm beer.
Callers 9. Yeah, if you're going to drink beer, make a cold. Yeah. I agree with you. All right, callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Dominion tickets up for grabs. This is a great prize, too, because you're also qualified to go to Nashville CMA Fest.
Yes.
Hang out with Old Dominion. All right, Sarah and Bobby are contestants this morning. Sarah, you were the 9th caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category, Sarah. And you're going to have 5 seconds to name something in that category. Right after you do, Bobby, you're going to have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys are going to go back and forth until somebody runs out of names in that category. Are you all set?
Yes. Yep.
All right, we got 5 seconds on the clock. Melanie was just talking about World Cocktail Day.
Yeah, it's World Cocktail Day.
Why is this not
today
on a Friday? This makes no sense.
Well, any day can be a Friday if you want it to be, I guess.
It sounds like today just turned into a Friday.
Yes.
Okay, World Cocktail Day. We got 5 seconds, Sarah, on the clock. Name a cocktail. Go.
Margarita.
Rob Roy.
Mojito.
Dagger.
Tequila Sunrise.
5 seconds is up, Bobby.
Good job. Congratulations.
Sarah, congratulations. Bobby, you need to go out and hang out at bars a little more often, man.
My wife's a bartender. That's the bad part.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Should have had her play.
Good job.
All right, Bobby. Thank you, brother. Sarah, congratulations. I hope you enjoy Old Dominion.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. My boyfriend will be so happy.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, on the way in just about 10 minutes, Monday. Let's save some puppies. Let's save more dogs.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And so many need to be saved. I'm saved. I met so many puppies at the Pet Pal Animal Shelter event on Saturday that are all up for adoption now. So they've got a full house over there. They need someone to come in and start adopting some dogs.
I was wondering, like, if you were going to go home from that event. They had a great event Saturday night. And I was like, man, Melanie's taking a dog home. I just know she's taking a dog home.
Brian said that, too. He's like, so just let me know before we go. Are we leaving with a dog? Is that happening? And I said, I don't know. I mean, you can never say for sure.
Well, here's the thing. We've had great success. And thanks to you guys. Get ready, though. If you're not hooked up on Facebook, go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Like the page because we're going to introduce you to a dog here in about 10 minutes. We'll do a little video with Pet Pal and need your likes and shares, man. Get these dogs adopted. Really helps out. I mean, it's like we expose the story. All these dogs have a unique story and really helps out the likes and shares.
I was talking to the founder, too. He was saying that a lot of the times people will come in for the dog we talk about on Mutt Monday, but then they'll end up adopting another dog.
Yeah, I know.
Because that one's gone. So he said it's just so awesome.
All right, so it's only about 10 minutes. Mutt Monday with Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. It's 99.5 QIK. Our friends from Pet Pal Animal Shelter are here, Pat and Cricket, and they've brought in a four-month-old puppy. Ooh, Trixie. What a sweet little girl.
Isn't she something?
She's so itty-bitty, and she has the cutest expressions. So we were calling her name earlier, and she does this thing where her head goes back and forth, like tilting.
I've never seen a dog do this. I've never seen a dog, like, tilt their head back and forth, kind of looking at you like...
So exaggerated, too.
Like, yeah,
like
I know.
Like, whipping around.
Yeah.
I said she kind of looks like, because she's a little Chihuahua and then a little bit of Jack Russell, but she's very just... relaxed and chill, but she looks like Gizmo from the Gremlins, the cute gremlin.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She does with those blue-green eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that when I was holding her, too, she was just so relaxed. She kind of just turned into a cuddle puddle and was hanging out on me. She didn't try to squirm and jump and get down. Because, you know, both of those breeds are active, you know, Jack Russell and Chihuahuas. But you wouldn't guess that. I mean, look at her. She's half asleep right now.
She's half asleep, but you're holding her. She'd love to be held.
Look at her.
We got a video going up on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. So meet Trixie. We really appreciate your likes and shares. Really helps get the stories out and inevitably gets the dogs adopted. So
it does.
Really appreciate
it. It's been amazing.
It's been really, really good. Thank you, Pat and Cricket, and all the great people at Pat Pal and
thank you.
Tito's Handmade Vodka. For stepping up and helping us with this as well.
Thank you, Tito's.
All right, let's go. Let's go meet Trixie on the Mark Melanie Facebook page and help her get a home. Hi, Trixie. You gotta go to the video and see this face. She's absolutely gorgeous.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, let's do this. Rascal Flats tickets. It's Rascal Raps, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. We got Natalie. Hold on, we'll get to her in a second here. She's gonna rap a Rascal Flats song. So we got tickets up for grabs. We'll do this all week at 8:40. We got tickets up for grabs, and then of course they're doing like a little backstage, like a little acoustic thing. So this is really, really cool.
Yeah, you get to go backstage.
Show is Friday the 24th, a couple weeks away. This is kind of like my unofficial kickoff to the concert season.
It is. Yeah. I mean, summer is right around the corner, and then all the country concerts. It's going to be a good time.
All right. Let's bring Natalie up here. Natalie, Rascal Flats, Rascal Raps. What song from Rascal Flats are you going to rap?
Life is a Highway.
Love that song.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
You know, and that's one of those songs, too, that you can't imagine it being a rap song. Like, it's hard to process that.
Well, yeah, because you already know how it goes. Life is a highway.
Right. All right, so Natalie is Rascal rapping Life is a Highway for these tickets. Go ahead.
Yo, yo, it looks like the road that you traveled on is one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you fail, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. Life is a highway, yo. I'm going to ride it all night long.
Yo.
You know what's funny? Now, in the beginning of that, it did sound like a rap song.
Did.
I was like, whoa. I was like, this could be a rap song.
I'm a really good rapper, I guess, huh?
I don't know about hard really good. Rapper. You might want to stick with your day job, but it was enough to really get hooked good. Up with these Rascal Flatts tickets.
Fake it till you make it, and you made it. You got yourself Rascal Flatts tickets. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys.
Good work, Natalie. Hang on a second. So tomorrow morning, 8:40, we'll do it again. Rascal Raps.
Oh, my gosh.
It had like this Ice Cube kind of a feel in the beginning of
it
for me.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Well, that's Vanilla Ice. That's a little different.
Oh, right.
Ice
Sorry.
Sorry.
I heard Vanilla Ice. When you said it, I swear
different,
I heard Vanilla Ice.
Different Ice.
Ice Cube. Okay, got it.
Looks like the road that you traveled on is one day here and the next day gone.
I don't know. There's something about it. I think it kind of works for me.
Yo, it looks like the road that you traveled on is one day here and the next day gone.
I applaud her for calling up and doing that. Seriously.
Great job. Great job, Rascal Raps. Good job, Natalie. All right, tomorrow morning, more Rascal Flatts tickets at 8:40. Rascal Raps.
Ice Cube.
99.5 QIK. Wrong ice.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, tomorrow morning, Rascal Raps is back at 8:40. If you got a Rascal Flatts song that you like, turn it into a rap.
Just add a couple of yo's. That's what our winner did today. Just
add some flavor, a couple of yo's, drop it like it's hot, whatever you got to do. 8:40 tomorrow morning, you get these tickets, and then this little backstage hang with Rascal Flatts. Really, really cool. Show's May 24th, coming up in a couple of weeks.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, listen, if you're addicted to coffee like we are, you're going to love this.
Oh, my gosh. I am obsessed.
I'm giving this information because really it just makes us all feel better. I think I'm on my fourth cup of coffee this morning.
Fourth? Okay.
My goodness.
You're an animal, first of all.
I'm not done yet, though. I mean, Kevin.
What?
I'm not done yet. I love coffee. What can I say?
You know you're only supposed to have maximum 3 cups. And you're going to drink more than 4?
I know you just graduated from school, but you got a journalism degree. You're not a doctor.
Thank you for that.
Here are 4 ways that caffeine is good for you. Listen, if you're addicted to coffee, you're going to love this. Number one.
Please let it be. It makes me lose weight.
It does say in moderation, it might be good for your heart, and it could lower your risk for heart disease or stroke. I'm going to live forever.
Yes.
I'm living forever.
That's interesting, because when I have strong coffee, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack.
The second, now you're having too much if you're going to have a heart attack. It's crazy.
Well, my heart starts pounding, and then my anxiety goes through the roof.
That means your heart loves coffee. It's that's your heart saying thank you. It's like, yeah, everything's good. It helps with pain. And research shows that
the pain of getting up early.
A cup of coffee works better than ibuprofen. So maybe next time you have a headache, you just have a cup of coffee. It also improves your memory. Another study found that having coffee every day can give you a memory boost. You actually remember more things.
Okay. Yep.
And finally, and I love this too, caffeine may lower your risk for certain cancers. 4 or 5 cups a day has been shown to help people with colon cancer, colorectal cancers. I think that's great.
Yeah,
this is
so
all
your colon
good
is
going
to be perfect.
The way I read this is...
Something I didn't want to think about this morning.
It's perfect. I have a perfect colon, everybody. But what I'm saying is that's 4 or 5 cups a day. I've only had about 4, I think 3.5 or 4. So
yeah.
I need another cup and a half just to...
I mean, for your colon.
Just to be
Why
healthy.
Not?
All right, so if you've had coffee today, then you're doing the right thing. Good for your heart, too. Are you kidding me? Everything's great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.